Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by El Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Korach, that is Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Daled. And we're in the middle of talking about Korach's rebellion. So Moshe had reached out to Dathan and Aviram in an attempt to reconcile with them. They sent a message, they are not going to come. And not only are they not going to come, they started a whole diatribe against him. And we are right in the middle of that. Pasuk Yud Daled tells us, you didn't even take us to a land flowing with milk and honey, or give us a heritage of a field and vineyard. Even if you were to gouge out the eyes of those men, we will not come. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Daled, tells us, this means to say, you didn't bring us, and you also haven't given us this heritage of a field and vineyard. You told us, I'm going to bring you up from the poverty of Mitzrayim to a good land. You took us out of there, and you didn't bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey. Ella, rather, what did you do? Gazarta aleinu l'hamisenu b'midbar. You made this decree upon us that we're going to die in the midbar. Shamarta aleinu, that you told us, b'midbar hazeh, in this desert, yiplu pegrechem, your corpses are going to fall. Ha'enei ha'nashim ha'hem t'naker, afilu atashelech l'naker eseinenu im loy nale lecha. Even if you send someone to gouge out our eyes, if we don't come to you, loy nale, we are not going to come. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayichar l'moshe ma'oid, and Moshe was very pained. Vayomer l'Hashem, and he told Hashem, al tefen amon chasam, do not turn to their mincha. Loy chamar achad mehem nasasi. I have not taken a single donkey from them, and I have not wronged a single one of them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. He was extremely pained by this. The basic understanding of this is the Ketairos that they're going to bring to you tomorrow. Don't turn to that Ketairos. The Medrash tells us, I know that they have a portion in the Tumid which is brought every single day because it's a congregational offering. It's something that's brought by the tzibur, so they have a chelik in that. Av chelkem lo yikubal afanech l'ratzayin, even their chelik in the Talmud should not be accepted in front of you. Tanichenu ha'esh v'lo yitechlenu, do not allow the fire to consume their part of the mincha. Lo yichamar achad mehem nasasi, I didn't take a single donkey from them. Lo yichamar shal echad mehem natalti, I never took a donkey from them. Afiluk shalachti medion l'mitzrayim, even when I went from Midian to Mitzrayim as the beginning of my mission to save Klal Yisrael, v'rikavti es ishti v'zbani al chamar, and I put my wife and sons on a donkey, v'hayli litol oisei hachamar b'shalahem, I could have asked for reimbursement for that donkey from Klal Yisrael. Lo natalti el mishali, I only took it from myself. I didn't ask them for anything. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tezayin. Vayir Moshe al Korach, and Moshe said to Korach, Ata you v'chal daschon, and all your assembly, hey lufnei Hashem, you'll be in front of Hashem. Ata vahem v'aron machar, you and them and Aaron tomorrow. Ukhu ish machtasai, and each of you shall take his pan, unasatem aleim kataris, and you shall place kataris on it. V'kraftem lufnei Hashem ish machtasai, and each man shall bring his pan in front of Hashem. Chamishim masai machtais, that's 250 pans. V'ata v'aron ish machtasai, and you and Aaron, each one shall bring his pan. V'ikchu ish machtasai, and each man took his pan. V'itnu aleim ish, and they placed fire on them. V'isimu aleim kataris, and they placed kataris on them. V'amdu pasach oil ma'id, and they stood in front of the opening of the oil ma'id. U'moshe v'aaron, and Moshe and Aaron. And v'yakel aleim kairechas kol ha'eda el pasach oil ma'id. Korach gathered the entire assembly against them at the entrance of the Ma'id. V'yerech v'ed Hashem es kol ha'eda, and the glory of Hashem was seen to the entire assembly. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, tells us, V'akel aleim Korach, b'divrei leitzanus, Korach used leitzanus, mockery and joking, to gather all of Klal Yisrael against Moshe and Aaron. Kol ha'layla hu halach etzal shvatim u'pita isam, that entire night, he went to all the shvatim, and he convinced them. He said to them, Kesvur matem sholay levadi ani makbid, do you really think that I'm just being makbid for myself, that I'm waging a war just for myself? Self and my own honor. I'm really caring for everyone. These people, Moshe and Aaron, they're taking all the great positions. Loi Malchus, he's taking the kingship, that's Moshe. Ula Achav and his brother, Hakuhuna, he's taking the kahuna. Ashin Ispatu Kulam, all of them were convinced. The Yerek Vayit Hashem, and the glory of Hashem was seen. Baba Mud Anan, he came with the cloud, and we're going to learn tomorrow of what happened with all these pans of Ketores and what the outcome of this was. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.